Okay, very good morning to everybody. So just transitioning now from Birchas HaTorah to the next section of the davening, which is, of course, the Korbanos. So we have really a very natural connection. We spoke a little bit yesterday about the line in the Yerushalmi, the Tosas quotes, V'hu Sheshina Latar, that when it comes to Abba Rabba, a person should learn right away. And Birchas HaTorah, we said that really lasts all day long. But the tradition is, as the Bali HaTosas quote, that we should learn every basic section of the Torah immediately after making Birchas HaTorah. So we have Mikra. The tradition was in the days of the Bali HaTosas to say the Parsha Satamid. Our tradition is to say Birkas Kohanim, which is obviously very beautiful. And then we say Mishnah. We say the Perek of Ezel Mekoman Shel Zvachim. And if you look at that Perek, you learn all the basic dinim of Korbanos. The way that the Korbanos are presented there is based on the Avodas Adam. We start out with the Korbanos, of course, which have the Avodah Bifnim. Right, they have the Zrika, you know, Lifnai v'Lifnim, and then we move to the Chatas, which has Matnas Etzba, then we move to Shnayim Shem Arba, and then we move to the Karbanos, which only have Matana Achas. That's the organization, because Avodas Hadamim is obviously the major ritzoy, it's the major element of the Karban. And then we need a representative section of Medrash or Talmud, so we recite, our tradition is the Yud Gimel Midos Shatara Nidrashas Bahan, because they give us the Klalei Hora, how we come up with halachos in Shas. Now, there are other reasons to say korbanos. It's not just a din in Birchas HaTorah. In fact, the Gemara in Tainis, and then we'll have it again in the Megillah today in Daf Yomi, says that Avram Avinu said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, trust but verify. You tell me that my children are going to inherit the land of Israel, but my Eda, how do I know? So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu, Kholi Egla Mishuleshes, offer korbanos. So Avram said, yeah, that's good. When Bisman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. What about Bisman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, you should be Osek B'Parshas HaKorbanos, that we should study the Korbanos. So that's another very beautiful reason to say Korbanos every single day. And it's a very, very critical thing. The final point I have to mention, as always, the Rav couldn't leave it just the way it was. The Rav said such a beautiful chiddush. And one of the shiurim l'secher Abba Mari, it was just Gimel Shvat, the yortzit of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, so it's appropriate to mention it this week. So the yortzit was just last week, remember. So the Rav developed the idea as follows. The Rambam tells us in the Sefer HaMitzvot that there's a mitzvah called Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem encompasses, according to the Rambam, two different mitzvahs, Tefillah and Talmud Torah. So the Rav had a whole arichas, how he developed it in the Rambam. But the basic punchline was the following, is that when we say Birchas HaTorah, and then we learn right after, we fulfill the mitzvah of Avodas Hashem. Because Birchas HaTorah, as we noted, has an element of tefillah to it, v'harevna, that we should enjoy our Torah learning, that we should take pleasure in Torah learning, we should have a simchas halimud, and then what do we immediately do? We start learning, right? So that encompasses both elements of Avodas Hashem, l'shita sarambam, you have tefillah, and you have Limud HaTorah integrated into one act of Birchas HaTorah. It's such a beautiful and original approach that the Rav developed. And so yes, we happen to say the Parsha of Korbanos, but for those purposes, it could really be any section of the Torah.